Kum lernen Ablat Gemara. We are up to Dav Tzadik Omid Aleph. The Mishnah, the middle of the page, says the Mishnah Pilpelis. We're still talking about the size of something that you have to carry. The standard size is a groigris, but there are a lot of exceptions. Things which are chashuv even a smaller amount. So Pilpelis, when it comes to certain peppers, koshu, even the slightest amount, which is for bad odors. We even talked about it. They used to put it between their teeth to walk around with. And Rashi says over here that this pepper has nothing to do with the pepper the way we know it today. So we're not exactly sure what this pepper they're talking about here, this little pepper, is what they were. Okay, the itron koshu and tar, the smallest amount. We learned about that as well, that they used to light it and had a very bad smell, and we had a discussion whether you're allowed to even light that Shabbos by the table. It takes away from the Einig Shabbos. Again, these are choshev, even a koshu. Mini psamim, all kinds of spices, mini matches, pieces of metal, koshehen, the smallest amount. Metal also can be used, you know, to lead animals, and therefore the smallest amount. What about me'avne mizbech, stones from the mizbech, ofer mizbech, and from sand of the mizbech? Mekek svarim. Now these are very choshev, as we'll soon see. What do they do with the chips of stones from the mizbech or the dirt mizbech? They used to store it away, because it's very choshev. And so too, mekek svarim, the rotten parts of svarim, that from a worm called mekek or mekek mat chesem, the worm that ate through parts of the mantle. And so therefore, what do they do with these things? Koshu hu shematzni and oisun ligoyin, even the smallest amount. Why? Because they used to put away gneza. Today, you know, we don't do gneza so much, but they did gneza. That's how we found all of these shemus and everything else over the years. So therefore, even the smallest amount is choshev. Rabbi Yehuda says, af hamoitzi mishamsha avodah zarah. Even those who take out that which you use to service avodah zarah, kosher, who's osa osa. Shenema, before we had the opinion more that it's not osa at all here, Rabbi Yehuda says, osa shenema, because it says, v'lo yidabek b'yotcha mu'umah min ha'chedem, you should have nothing left in your hand from v'lo yidbak b'yotcha, you should have nothing in your hand from the avodah zarah, even the smallest amount is already choshev. Says the Gemara, let's go through each one. What's the chashivas? Is pilpelis, koshul, amachazi. What do you do with a little pepper? Lereach hapeh. It's there to mask bad breath. Itron koshul, amachazi. What can that be used for? Litzilchata. Interesting. It's supposed to take away. Rashi says, ke'ev chatzirosh. Aching of a half a head. Like a migraine or something. You know, terrible headaches. And somehow or another, it was good for that. Mine, they have no cure for migraines today, they should try that. Mine psamim koshehen. Mine psamim, what is that? Tanabanon, so we learned. Hamoitzi reyachra, if you put something next to you because you want to actually produce a bad odor so that it helps, it somehow or another it helps the sick or little kids to chase away all the bad spirits. Koshu, even the smallest amount. Shemen, toiv, good oil, again, koshu, even the smallest amount. Agoma and purple wool, kosher, even the smallest amount. And Rashi says he's not exactly sure what purpose that has. Uvesulas avere, then a very young rose, or a leaf of a very young rose, achas, one leaf is very choshev. That's how choshev roses are. Mini matches kosher, metal, even the smallest amount of machazu, what can you do with it? Tani Rabshim Lazar Meshakane, roll, ask him in a darbin cotton. You can make from it a darbin cotton to use by leading animals. Tell what we learned. Ha'oimet harei alai barzel. If somebody says, I will donate to the Beis HaMikdash a piece of metal. How much metal does he have to donate? Acheidim oidim, they say, lo yivcheis ma'ama al ama. A sheet of metal should be the minimum a square ama. Because the tiles on the roof, as we'll see, were made by a square ama. It was a square ama each. Elamai chazi, what can you do with it in the Beis HaMikdash? Amar Rav Yosef, lekalya oidiv. If you remember that they used to put nails, it's like a scarecrow. So we learned, most opinions learned, that on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to have these tiles with nails poking out and very sharp edges so that the birds shouldn't rest on top of the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos brings from the Sefer Aruch that the first Beis HaMikdash, they didn't need the scarecrow, the state to keep it away, because it was so holy, the first Beis HaMikdash, that the Kedusha kept the birds away. Like we learned in Marasukah, that Yonis of Menazir, when he learned, all the birds above them used to be burnt. It would just burn up. So the same thing over here. Tosfos disagrees, he holds the first Beis HaMikdash also, they had this Kalya Oidev. Says he, what have I said? What can you do for this Kal Yoidev? Ikidami, the other one version is Faket. The minimum the donation you should give is enough to be to chase away the birds. The birds and the Kama and how much? If you donate copper, how much copper should you carry? Less than the value of a mo of kesef. Tanya Blazorim Leuchem Mitzinoidik Tanya Chayshav Blazor says shouldn't be less than a small little a fork made out of copper. That's the minimum amount of copper you should donate. And Lamai Chazia, okay, we know you use it to sew things. That's why you know we said we spin gold with it. With this fork, you move the gold strands apart. But in the base of Midrash, where do they use it? Amar Rabbi Yishem Mechatzid Bosapsilis. They used to sharpen the wicks Umekanchin Hanedis. And they used to go ahead and they used to clean the candle, get into the candles, they left over it and clean it out with this little fork. Mekek sforim and mekek matpachas, what is that? You know, when rotten, scrolls and parts of the scroll or parts of the mantle, so what is the mekek? I'm going to view the mekek is actually the worm. This is just a cause of why it rotted away, because of this worm called mekek. And the Gemara says there are different kinds of worms, have different names. Mekek the sifri, mekek is the worm that eats for him. Tochach the shiroi, tochach is the worm that goes through silk. And the ila is the worm, the inviy, that goes through grapes. Upeh is the worm that obtains from figs. And the hay is the name of the worm, the remoni from pomegranates. Each kind of food item has a different kind of a worm. And you should know that kula sakanta, if you end up swallowing it, they're all very harmful. I would tell me there's a student that the Yosef Kamed Rabbi Yechanan sat before Rabbi Yechanan, Havi ko'ochot te'ene, he was eating figs. Omele Rebbe, koitzin yesh betein, I'm eating these figs, and I feel like I'm being prickled, you know, like there's thorns inside them, because he didn't realize he was eating that worm. Omele, so he said to him, he said to the Talmud, quote our version of the Gemara at least, kotle peh ledein, that peh, that is the worm for figs, is killing this person. Or actually, in other gifts, he didn't say to the Talmud was dead. He told others that the reason why the Talmud died is because he ate that worm. So the worm is very harmful. You gotta be careful. Says the Mishnah further, Hamaitzi kupas areichlin, if somebody carries a box of samples that, you know, those peddlers who go from house to house selling perfume would have little vials, excuse me, of different perfumes, so that's some little boxes, if you carry that out, afa pisha yesh ba minyan harbi, even though each vial is very small, and even though there's so many different vials, then chayv alachatazach, it's one aveda. And everybody asks, what's the chiddush? It's one aveda because you're carrying it all in one box. And taste other shirt and mask. Why should you think otherwise? What do you think? Because you have 10 different perfumes in a box. You chayv 10 different tzos. If you carry a bag with, you know, with an apple, an orange, and a pear, you chayv 3 avedis. Of course you chayv 1. What's the chilek? So Tesis wants to learn that it's talking about that you had a yediyah for each individual vial. First you thought, you heard that only Chanel 5 you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. And afterwards you really be shaking. And then you heard about the next one. You heard about the next one. So you would have thought that this mechalik, kamashlan, that's considered all one. Or if you remember, you had an opinion of Yeshua says that tamchuyim mechalkin, that if you have different, if you prepare the food differently, one cooked and one fried, that they're different, like different avedis. So maybe we would have thought the same thing here, kamashlan, it isn't. Says the Gemara, right? Seeds for a garden is pachas megregis. Even though we say generally you have to carry in Shabbos carrying food, for example, the size of a dried fig, but if seeds in a garden it's less than a gregis, but it doesn't tell us how much. It's not koshu, but it's less than a gregis. Rabbi Yehuda says chamisha zera. 5 seeds is the minimum you have to carry. Even though that's even far less than that, you're still chai because it's chashuv enough. Says the Mishnah Kishrin, when it comes to cucumbers, they're so chashuv shnayim, even 2 seeds yechayv. And Kishrin shnayim, zera deluyin shnayim. So zera kishrin shnayim. So cucumbers is 2. Zera deluyin for pumpkins and the gourd family, 2. Zera polamitzri and the seeds for Egyptian beans, shnayim is 2. What about a locust that is alive? And locusts can be pretty small. So he's saying, how much should you carry of a locust to be chayiv? Is a chog of chay toir, if it's a kosher locust, kosher. if it's a kosher klokus, the smallest amount, because they used to, believe it or not, well, I'm not sure what game it is, they used to give it to the kids, catch the locust for the kids to play with. I'm not sure what game they used to play with the locust, but the kids used to play with it. So if it's a kosher thing, they would give it to them. And if it was not a kosher locust, they wouldn't give it to the kid. As the Tanna Kamma holds, you're scared that the kid might eat it. But if it's a kosher one, we're not worried. Why aren't we worried? We'll see later. Nice. Once it's dead already, then it's back to normal food. Kegroigris, the size of a groigris, of a dried fig. Tzipoides kramim, this bird that hangs around the kramim vineyards or other kinds of orchards. Bein chaya, bein mesa, whether it's alive, whether it's dead, koshu. It's choshev and therefore the smallest amount. Why? Shematzni and oisei l'refua. They used to use it for medicinal purposes, and we'll see more later what exactly he did. Rabbi Huda says, I disagree with Tanna Kamma. I hold af hamoitzi chagav chai tamei. I hold that kosher. I hold that even a non-kosher locust, if you carry the smallest amount, you are chaye because you give it to your kid. I hold that even a tamadig one, not kosher one, you give it to the kids and not worry the kids will eat it. Says the Gemara, but Amin will ask you a question. First off, in the beginning, that you say that you need a minimum of 5 seeds. We looked at this already before. Zevel, fertilizer, v'choil, hadak, with a fertilizer, and the thin sand, kidei lezavel, enough to fertilize, kelach shakruv, one stalk of cabbage, v'kibbe chomem, kidei lezavel, krisha, one stalk of leek. So we see for one seed, it's chashev. So we answer what we said before. Merapapa, hadazid lezria. If it was already planted, already even one seed of chashev. But if it wasn't planted, I'm bringing seeds in order to plant. I'm not going to be bothering myself to plant only one seed. If I'm going to go plant, I'm going to use a minimum of 5 seeds. You're not going to take out one seed to plant. Zora kishuyin. Seeds. We said seeds of cucumbers. Zora kishuyin, seeds of cucumbers. If you took out seeds, it depends what the purpose is. Seeds of a date. If, let's say, you want to plant it, then a minimum is 2. And like we said in the Mishnah, there are certain things that have more chashev, and even 2 is enough. Is chashev enough that you're going to carry and plant. If your purpose is to eating it, then what fills up the mouth of a chazer. What is that? Achas, even one seed. Im lahasik, and if you want to use it as firewood, kedei levashel beyakala, enough to cook a beyakala quick egg, which we learned right before is the egg of a hen. And what size egg? The size of a gregus of that egg. And im lecheshbin, if they say they were sometimes they're counting money and they were put, in fives or in twos and they want to remember where they're up to, so they're for every, let's say, every one or every two, they would put a mark on the side, and later they would count out the marks and know exactly how much they had. So if you use it as a marker, like a reminder, where are we? Just lost the place, sorry, 1 second. Stein, a minimum of 2. Achedim, because less than 2, you'll remember what number you're up to. Achedim, a minimum of 5 lots, because less than 5 lots, you would still remember. Talmud learns, Shnei Nimim, Mizana of Hasus, 2 strands of the tail of a horse, the mazon of a potter, the tail of a cow, chayiv, you're already chayiv, it's already choshev. Why? Shematzninois, and they use it, l'nishbin, for those people who want to trap, for trappers, to capture birds, to trap birds. And that's what they use for the net. Miksha shel chazir, and let's say the hair from a chazir, which is like down the spine, very tough, achas, even one. Because they would also use that. Soidi deko shtayim, things that grow around the palm tree that he used to use to make baskets, you need a minimum of 2 so we can weave together. And toide deko, and which are the thinner and lighter than the first deko, then the deko, even achas, even one can be used. And Rashi says he's not sure exactly what purpose. This the bird that hangs around the crumbing, whether alive or dead. Koshu might support his crumbing. What exactly is it? Pal Yabiari. That's the name. It's called Pal Yabiari. Where do you find this? Bedikla, a palm, the Chadnavara, a very young palm tree that just started having its first branches and being surrounded by this bark. Now, what do you do with this Tzipora crumb? You say it's good for medicinal purposes. If you ever see these ads that if you buy these pills, it's supposed to give you a wonderful memory. This particular bird is supposed to be fantastic for your mind, makes you sharp. So this is what you did. They used to use it to open their mind. They eat the right side of the bird. Others say it's locust. And then first they would eat the right side of the bird. And what did they do with the left half? They would place it like in a straw made out of copper. And on a cylinder piece. And they would seal it with 60 different seals. And we already learned every time it says 60, it's a Lashon Guzma, but they used to seal it, and Rashi said they used to use wax and pitch and all kinds of things, and cement, seal it well. And the Talaleh be even the smaller, but hold it up in his left hand. And the Samanach, how to remember which side to eat and which side to hold up. Lev Chacham Limini, one who comes smart, it's on the right side. The Lev Ksil is the fool is on the left side. So you remember to eat the right side of this particular Tzipor Krumim. The Chakim, and Kama the boy, and then you'll become so smart. And you can understand and think whatever you want. The gomer kama the boy, and you will finish learning whatever you want. The ochle, then you eat. Once you finish whatever you wanted, you go ahead and you eat it. Either palga. What do you do? When you finish whatever you're learning, you must eat the other half. Could the eloi, if you don't eat the other half, the me'ek tamudi, everything that you figured out and everything that you learned in the last half an hour, whatever, since you ate that first half, you will forget. Unless you're smart enough, if you're smart, you would write it all down. But I guess even if you write it down, you look back, you won't understand what you wrote. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Hamoitzi. Rabbi Yehuda says, also somebody who carries, we're talking about this locust, he says, even a Talmudic locust is also kosher, because you give it to the kids to play. And why is the Tanakhama say not? Because he's scared. You won't give him a non-kosher locust, because he might eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Hamoitzi, but Tanakhama, so no, you wouldn't give it my time, but Dilma Ochale, because he won't give it to his kid, because he might eat it. Says the Gemara, Yehochi Torinam, even a Talmudic locust. Now, Tosafot already says, based on this Gemara here, that you don't have to shecht locusts, and therefore there's no din of Eilim Melechai. But if you consume, you don't have to shecht it, but if you consume the entire live locust, it's also asur from Baal Teshaktsu. In other words, you have to kill it before you eat it. Or if limbs fall apart, then you're allowed to eat it separately. So if you're worried that if you gave him a non-kosher one, he's going to eat it, so even if you gave him a kosher one, why aren't you worried that he's going to eat the whole thing? And how do you know you're not allowed to eat a live locust? You're asking me a question, Tanakama, how come you gave him a kosher live locust? He might eat it as well. And who said you're not allowed to? Because there's a story, one incident of Kahana was standing before Rav, one of these locusts was actually right by his mouth. So Rav told him, Shakli, chase it away. I don't want people to think that you're eating live locusts. And what avedah have you been doing if you did? Mishum Baal Teshaktsu is nafshaseichem. This is Isa Baal Teshaktsu, to eat it whole. Ella Dilma Mayiz Va'ochle. He's worried by non-kosher that it might. So by kosher, if he's not worried he'll eat it while it's alive. He'll eat it after his death. If it's kosher and it died by itself, you're allowed to eat it because you don't need shchita. Clear, you don't need shchita. But if it was not kosher and it died by itself, you might eat it. That's why Tanakhama did not allow not kosher. Nu Hakon Yehuda wasn't worried. Interesting. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't go understand this. Imayis cotton mispitzopole. That the kid, like he has his attachment to this locust. Like people have an attachment to a dog, and it's a very sad day when the dog dies. Same thing over here. But this locust will die. The kid will be so upset he won't eat it. On the contrary, mispitzopole, that the kid will cry for it, eulogize it. And so he won't come to eat it. So they had pet locusts. Not exactly sure how that worked, but that's what it is. So they used to play with it. I guess they used to play with it now, and I don't know, maybe the locust then was different than the locust we have today. Bigger. Anyway, it says the Gemara, Hadna Loch Omar Rabbi Akiva. This concludes the Pedic, the ninth Pedic of Rabbi Akiva. Now starts the tenth Pedic, and we're still talking about carrying. So you see how the Malach of Haitzah, as insignificant as one opinion says, Malach Agrihi, is the one that is discussed most in Hilchos Shabbos, more than any other Malach. Not just the first Pedic, but we have the last two Parakim, and we're going to have the next two Parakim. Many Parakim in this Masechta deal with different aspects of carrying. Says the Mishnah, Hamatznia, if somebody stores something, Lezera, because he plans to plant it, even though we learned before there's a shear, five seeds or whatever, Uludugma, let's say he puts it aside because he wants to use it to as a sample, Ulirafuah, for medicinal purposes. Vahitzia b'Shabbos, and then he took it outside on Shabbos. Chayiv, he's chayiv b'choshu. Doesn't, regardless of the shear, you are chayiv. But chol adam, everybody else who picked it up, since they don't have the same interest as you do, ain't chayiv ela b'shiura. He's not chayiv unless he carried out the shear, which we said before. Seeds are 5 seeds, or if it's different kinds like cucumbers, it's only 2 seeds, and so on and so forth. And other things, the size of a gregus. But what happens, chaza v'chnisa, the very person who initially put it away because he's thinking that I'm going to take only 1 seed, for example. And then he took it out, then he changed his mind and tried to bring it back in. He decided to change his mind, and then later he carried out. Once he changed his mind, it cancels the chashivas that he gave it. It goes back to the normal halacha, which is whatever the shir is, and that's what he's chayiv. He's not chayiv, and if he's not, he's not chayiv. So you ask the question, why does it have to say hamatznia? Why does the Mishnah have to start out, you know, prefacing it that he had to hide it and then he carried out? If he just carried out and had a mind.
There's a problem with the sound?
Is it?
Am I the only one?
Can everybody hear me? So the mother asked the question. Why do you have to say that first he hid it, he stored it, and then later he carried out? Just say that if somebody carried out a single seed and with an intention of planting it, he is chayiv, even though he didn't store it first. What's the relevance here to hamatznia? Lomelu misna hamatznia. There's like 2 stages. First he stored it, and then 10 minutes later.
It's come back to quite funny.
Okay. So the Gemara says, why do you have to have 2 stages? First he stored it and then he carried it out. Let her just say that he carried out with the intention of using it, so he's chayiv. Listen to Hamaiti, if somebody carried out with the intention of using it, lezera, ledugma, lefu, chayiv b'choshu, no matter how small it is. Omer Abayis the Baya. There's a chiddush here. The chiddush of matzni is that if you, as it will explain, you put it aside, and then later when you carry it out, you forgot why you put it aside. As long as you didn't change your mind, the chiddush is because you put it aside 2 hours ago to use it, even though now when you carry it out, you don't remember what that use is and you're not going to use it for that purpose, you are still chayiv because you were machshev it by putting it aside. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. I'm going to buy you. How come I'm talking about you set it aside, v'shochach, and you forgot, l'mahit sniyay, for what purpose you set it aside. Now you're taking it out, stam. Since right now when he's carrying it out, he doesn't even know what the tension is. So perhaps he's not chayiv because he's not carrying out the right shear. Because the chiddush is that now he's just continuing what he started off. That's a chiddush. Omer Avidu Mishmuel, Mechayiv, what Ameir, Af, Mezichita, Achaz, Zazir. Come along, Rabbi Huda, Neymar Shmuel says, Ameir would hold that even if you carried out a single seed, if your intention is to plant it, you are Chayiv. Says, well, Pshita, the Mishnah said that, Koshu, not, doesn't the Mishnah clearly that if you set something aside and you intended to use it, even Koshu, even one seed, you're Chayiv. No, I would have thought that koshu doesn't literally mean koshu. Koshu la fuke migraitis. Maybe it just meant you don't need the full size of a dried fig, but lo'ilam adika kazais. Maybe you need a lower level of kazais, which is far less than a dried fig. That's what we thought. So you have a kazais, then you have a dried fig, and then you have a beya. And a dried fig is less than a beya, but it's much more than a kazais. So I would have thought that maybe it's the size of a kazais. Kamash malan, that even a koshu, even a mashahu. Rabbi Yitzchak asked the question, if you're telling me we're paying so much attention and heat to his thoughts, what about, let's go look cool as well. So what happened if a guy thought, I'm going to carry out 100 pounds of potatoes, and if he doesn't carry it out, maybe he shouldn't be chayiv, because for him, less than 100 pounds is not chashiv. Let's say he intended to carry out everything that he has in his house, all his furniture. So you shouldn't be chayiv. Just like the lechumri, you're saying that even though normally a person carries a grayus, but if I carry it with one seed, I'm chayiv, because I was machshiv it. So what about a ket? For the whole world, one piece of furniture is chashiv, and I decided I want to take it all out. So to me, it's not chashiv unless I take it all out. I should be mekel, and if I don't carry it all out, I should be potter. So we answer, lechumri we don't say, because the chasm over there, but ledaita etzel kol adam. We say that since for everybody else it is chashuv, when something be'etzim intrinsically is chashuv, you cannot say it's not. But when something is not really chashuv, but I'm saying for me it's chashuv, that you can do. And therefore, you're chayiv in the case when you take out one seed, but you're not chayiv if you decide to carry, and you're still chayiv if you decide to carry out your whole house, you only end up taking out one piece of furniture. Okay, we'll stop over here and continue from
there. Thank you.
Okay.